These are the stages of the people of Israel when they went forth out of the land of Egypt by their hosts under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote down their starting places, stage by stage, by command of the Lord. And these are their stages according to their starting places. They set out from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover. The people of Israel went out triumphantly in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them. Upon their gods also the Lord executed judgments. So the people of Israel set out from Ramesses and encamped at Succoth, and they set out from Succoth and encamped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. And they set out from Etham and turned back to Pihahiroth, which is east of Baal-zephon, and they encamped before Migdol. Then they set out from Hahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness. And they went a 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and encamped at Marah. And they set out from Marah, and came to Elim. At Elim there were 12 springs of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there. And they set out from Elim, and encamped by the Red Sea. And they set out from the Red Sea, and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they set out from the wilderness of Sin, and encamped at Dophka. And they set out from Dophka, and encamped at Alush. And they set out from Alush, and encamped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. And they set out from Rephidim, and encamped in the wilderness of Sinai. And they set out from the wilderness of Sinai, and encamped at Kibroth Hattava. And they set out from Kibroth Hattava, and encamped at Hazeroth. And they set out from Hazeroth, and encamped at Rithma. And they set out from Rithma, and encamped at Rimon Perez. And they set out from Rimon Perez, and encamped at Libna. And they set out from Libna, and encamped at Risa. And they set out from Risa, and encamped at Kehalatha. And they set out from Kehalatha, and encamped at Mount Shepher. And they set out from Mount Shepher, and encamped at Harada. And they set out from Harada, and encamped at Machiloth. And they set out from Machiloth, and encamped at Tehath. And they set out from Tehath, and encamped at Tera. And they set out from Tera, and encamped at Mithka. And they set out from Mithka, and encamped at Hashmona. And they set out from Hashmona, and encamped at Moseroth. And they set out from Moseroth, and encamped at Benijakan. And they set out from Benijakan, and encamped at Hor Hagidgad. And they set out from Hor Hagidgad, and encamped at Jotbatha. And they set out from Jotbatha, and encamped at Abrona. And they set out from Abrona, and encamped at Ezion-Geber. And they set out from Ezion-Geber, and encamped in the wilderness of Zin, that is, Kadesh. And they set out from Kadesh, and encamped at Mount Hor, on the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up Mount Hor at the command of the Lord, and died there in the 40th year after the people of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, on the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. And the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who dwelt in the Negeb in the land of Canaan, heard the coming of the people of Israel. And they set out from Mount Hor and encamped at Zalmona. And they set out from Zalmona and encamped at Punon. And they set out from Punon and encamped at Oboth. And they set out from Oboth and encamped at Iye-Abarim in the territory of Moab. And they set out from Iyim and encamped at Dibon-Gad. And they set out from Dibon-Gad and encamped at Almon-Diblathaim. And they set out from Almon-Diblathaim and encamped in the mountains of Abarim before Nebo. And they set out from the mountains of Abarim and encamped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. They encamped by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth as far as Abel Shittim, in the plains of Moab. And the Lord said to Moses, in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan at Jericho, say to the people of Israel, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their figured stones, and destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places. And you shall take possession of the land and settle in it. For I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Wherever the lot falls to any man, that shall be his. According to the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those of them whom you let remain shall be as pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall trouble you in the land where you dwell. And I will do to you as I thought to do to them.